Yeah, the plan digs into all the different ways the city of Fresno wants to tackle affordable housing and apartments, but also homelessness. Now, the price tag that the plan has listed is nearly $260 million. With rents rising across Fresno and affordable housing becoming more scarce, Fresno Mayor Jerry Dyer has now released the One Fresno Housing Plan. It's a $260 million plan aimed at addressing Fresno's housing crisis.
This is the Trevor Carey Show on the Valley's Power Talk.
The report shows the city of Fresno needs 21,000 homes for renters who can't afford to pay more than $500 a month to not be cost burdened by their rent. Meaning $500 a month would be no more than 30% of their income. The plan also says the city needs over 7,000 more homes for renters who can afford $500 to $1,000 a month without being cost burdened. When it comes to addressing homelessness, the plan says they need 2,500 more emergency shelter beds. They'd also want 2,500 micro homes for the homeless as well.
Oh, my. Yeah. Who wouldn't want to pay $500 a month rent in California? The city presents One Fresno Housing Plan. That audio courtesy of Channel 47 there. I got an idea for housing. Just stick everybody in the Tower Theater you're going to buy. What's that? Dyer's going to veto it? Oh, it's going to go to court? Oh, okay, well, I thought maybe that was the problem solved. Soria and Arias, could it be the property managers? Yeah, have all the homeless come into the Tower Theater. That, hey, that'll help the area, right? $260 million is what is now being discussed to ease the housing crisis in our city. So is throwing government taxpaying money, is that the answer to what we call a crisis? A crisis? I don't think so. $260 million presented to the city council, a special meeting, and it calls for, here's how they're going to break it down here. Well, first, let me give you some prices. The cost of a one-bedroom apartment rose 28% from 2021 to 2022. Now, the individual in the one-bedroom apartment, did their salary go up that much? It might have gone up even more than that with the stimulus, right? All the money, there were people making more money to stay home. But no, your salary hasn't gone up that much now. And renters and homeowners are feeling it. Nationally, 64% of Americans own a home. In Fresno, 60% are homeowners. So we're a little bit under that, but almost pretty close to the national average. Now, here's what we're going to do. The city plan has $101,645,000 for nearly 4,700 affordable housing units. And they're talking about doing that over 3 years. Now, I did the math using my calculator on my phone. That's $21,626 per unit. That can't, there's no way it can be that cheap. No way. And they want 25% of them to be two or three bedrooms. It was 60 some odd thousand to refurbish a hotel room, right? The old hotels right here on Blackstone, the affordable housing was $450,000 per apartment unit. Where are they getting this math from? $101 million for 4,700 units. That's 21,000. I don't. Well, these would be questions that we'll have to ask. The next priority, the city says, is housing the transient drug addicts. I don't call them homeless. A mansion wouldn't cure their addiction. Get them a house, it'll be a crack house in 24 hours. Now, there are truly homeless people who are trying, who are filling out applications. Maybe they're even working. Maybe they're sleeping on a buddy's couch or something, or a family's taking in another family. They are homeless. They happen to have a roof over their head, but there are people that are homeless. There are people that don't have roofs over their head who are actually trying to get back on their feet. They're not an addict. Let's help that man, that woman, that family with a hand up. Sure, right? But you know what? They're trying to cure the transient drug addict problem by saying they're going to put money towards this. How much are they going to put toward the homeless? Well, let's see. They're going to give $101 million, I assume, to the working poor, the ones that actually have a roof over their head but can't afford it, who are working, maybe multiple jobs. $101 million is going to be earmarked to that group. $153 million, more, $52 million more. It's going to go to what they say are the homeless, the transient panhandlers. I don't know what the percentage breakdown between truly homeless and truly abusing and using it as a lifestyle. But $153 million divided by 2,200 affordable housing units, which is what they're calling for, that's $69,000 a unit. It's not working out. It's not working out. The math is not here. Well, we'll see what they're going to, how they're going to handle this. Mayor Dyer signed on with 11 other mayors across California to try and get Newsom to give $3 billion to homelessness. Homelessness. Transgenderism and homelessness was not the key, focus of society, even just a few years ago. If you are part of the working poor here in California, part of the working middle class here in California, looks like Governor Newsom, he doesn't give a rat's crack. He could pause the summer gas tax, but now he's going to go ahead. He's going to go ahead and do it. Even Democrats were trying to get him to relieve a little pain at the pump, waiting to put forward a 5.6% tax hike that's going to take place July 1st. Always happens in the summer. And, in California, we just, the gas tax hike happens right before fire season gets kicked off. Those are our markers in California. The tax will be used to fund roads and infrastructure projects. You know how they're taking so good care of the roads, right? I mean, was it Prop 6, the gas tax, say no? Was it yes on 6 or no on 6? I don't remember the gas tax. But we had already passed propositions years ago that to handle that. They just keep taxing on top of taxing. And it's they're saying in SAC it's going to generate about $8.8 billion in revenue, that tax that kicks in July 1st. Across America right now, according to AAA, wouldn't it be great? You'd be like, hey, where'd you find $4.13 gas? I'd wait in line for that. They said California, though, we're at $5.68, national average $4.13. Up in Mono County, they got $6.61 a gallon. Right now, California, we already got the highest gas tax at 51 cents a gallon, and they're going to rise that to 53 cents a gallon. All right, just keep rising it up. That'll help all our housing costs. It'll help all everybody's relief that they need in the economy. Let's see. Well, we might have some here in the valley, and I don't know if this I do know. I was about to say, I don't know if this means it'll go to people that have broken into our country illegally, but of course it will. Senate Bill 1066. It's proposed by Senator Melissa Hurtado, talking about how the drought's been so bad, and it is. We're going to have Ryan Jacobson on this coming on Tuesday of next week here to talk about this. And it's hurting crops, and it's drying up the pocketbooks of a lot of people that are working in the farm world. If I were on the lower end of the ladder in the ag business, I would go somewhere else where it's raining. I mean, if that's what you know how to do, that's what you need to do. I don't think we need to pay more tax-paying money, but, man, they're as soon as they're doing building blocks just to universal basic income, right? They'll say that our food crisis is so bad that we have to assure we have workers, so we need to guarantee them a basic income. This is what they're working for. SB 1066 is going to allocate $20 million from the state's budget to send $1,000 checks to eligible farm workers for 3 years. There you go. Universal basic income. Let's give more of our Fresno money to homeless housing than to the folks out there that are actually the tax base, who are actually your bosses, right? Elected officials. I know you're trying to split it down the middle, it looks like, but 52 more million going toward homelessness. Why are we spending our city money? Didn't we already get it all from the state? I mean, how much money is out there and how much is going to go to this? And And maybe elected officials will understand when they're not reelected again that the electorate is tired of not being paid attention to. We're tired of you picking our pockets to go pay for somebody else that won't go along with the norms of society. Again, there are truly homeless people. I'm glad that the safety net is there. I'm glad my taxpaying money goes to individuals that need a hand up on occasion. But what California does and what Fresno is doing is trying to answer the self-reliance problem. You need to preach a message of pull yourself up. It's America. You can do it. Now, do people again need help? Yes. Do we need to give as much as we're giving? Absolutely not. This is insanity. Insanity. Now they're going to send $1,000 checks to farm workers for 3 years. Well, what about the other people? You know what it will start, right? And well, don't worry about it. The taxes will keep going up. Housing keeps going up. Newsom will keep making gas go up. And you can then plan on and put this in your budget now. Put it in your budget. I'll think by the time you're forced to do it, it'll probably be an $80,000 to $120,000 purchase electric vehicle. Because by 2035, and if that sounds Buck Rogers in the 21st century, way too far in the future, guys, that's just a little hop, skip, and a jump from right now. Sales of new passenger vehicles in California have to be zero emissions. Zero by 2035. And I'll tell you, they said in 2011, there were 7,000 electric cars in California. Today, 2021, there were 250,000. That's a 70% higher than the average over the last 3 years. Tripled the number from even 2017. And in California, we lead the country in zero emission cars. Again, nothing wrong with having electric cars. If we could all plug them in, they could charge up real quick. And we had enough electricity that you could just let, watch out. Something's spilling. It doesn't matter. We got enough. Go ahead, let that electricity just run all over the garage floor. We're a flush in electricity. Then that would make all kind of sense, wouldn't it? I think so. But get ready. The woke have awakened or awokened. They're awake. The woke are awake. I literally was stunned. I almost fell out of my chair. Environmentalists are concerned. Listen, this is ABC30.com about trade-offs. Like mining for the materials needed for the car batteries. Listen to this next line. This is the executive director of the environmental nonprofit Earthworks. Jennifer, high five. Way to wake up. She said, in order to have electric vehicles, we need new metals that we have never needed at scale before. Metals like lithium and cobalt. Aged batteries or damaged batteries, lithium ion batteries that we use in electric vehicles, are also a fire hazard. It's so important to make sure these batteries are managed correctly at the end of life. They're realizing that we have trade-offs. Oh, we're not going to drill for oil because we could have an oil leak and some sea otters could be up on the beach and be all in tar, and that's horrible. And Dawn can do a TV commercial about their soap and how it takes it off of the sea otter. That's as bad as the environmental spills get, and they're far and few between. When they happen, they're nasty. Yeah, they are nasty. But you want to talk about nasty? Why don't we sit down and watch the 10-hour documentary that Obama will do on Netflix next year about the mining of lithium and cobalt? In Africa. Yeah. How's that going to go over? But anyhow, the looks like the environmental nonprofit Earthworks, Jennifer Krill is her name. Sounds like we should probably, I'm circling this. We're going to reach out and get her on the air and let's talk about this. I'll say, hey, I'm all down for Earthworks, right? We're all called to be good stewards of God's green earth, right? So should we go over there and start tearing up lithium and cobalt mines and then we'll be relying upon China? You don't got to worry about China. We got Joe Biden in the White House, right? You want to really be scared? And it's not a horror movie. I'm going to play about 4 or 5 recent cuts last 48 hours from Joe Biden. And guess what? It's not funny. It's not funny at all. I think you won't laugh. Next.
This is the Trevor Carey Show on the Valley's Power Talk. Trevor Carey Show on the Valley's Power Talk.
Hey, coming up 4 o'clock, he's the president of the American Principles Project, Mr. Terry Schilling, back on the show. We're going to talk about something I'm going to play you here in a minute that Joe Biden said about teachers and how the children belong to them when they're in the old classroom. So looking forward to that conversation coming up at 4 tomorrow on the show. Filmmaker Dinesh D'Souza is going to be on at 4. His brand new movie, docudrama coming out, 2000 Mules. We'll talk to him at 4, and Steve Hilton, Fox News, at 5:30 tomorrow on the show. Elon Musk tweeted out. He said, next I'm buying Coca-Cola to put the cocaine back in. It had cocaine in it back in the day. That's how we built the railroad so quick. After the Civil War, right? Chinese on opium and Americans drinking Coca-Cola. Yeah, that's how we built it. There's been a lot of leaked audio recently. Let's go in. Let's be quiet. This is Human Resources at Twitter this week here.
Have a seat. What can I do for you?
It's terrible. I can't even. I have literally lost my ability to even.
Well, let's calm down. What was it? Some sort of tragic loss? Death in the family? No one misgendered you, did they?
No, it's even worse. Elon Musk wants to buy our company.
All right, not another one. All right, just tell me, what is it about Elon buying Twitter that actually bothers you? And remember, this is a safe space. There's no judgment here.
If he buys our free speech platform, people will be able to have free speech on our platform.
Well, that's just stupid.
That's literally what they're saying, guys. You do know that. It's not comedy. They're really saying that.
The left loves free speech too, don't we?
Free speech platform.
If we don't have the unilateral power to ban ideas we don't like, we'd actually have to discuss and defend our ideas based on their own merit.
I'm going to ask you a question. I want you to answer honestly. Is Elon in the room with us right now?
Yes, I see him at work. I see him at Whole Foods. I see him when I get into my Tesla.
He's everywhere. They're freaking, you know, right?
All right. Next.
Next, they're going to be in line. We got freedom of speech. You got to love freedom of speech. If we didn't have freedom of speech, I couldn't let your ears hear the commander-in-chief, the resident at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, the basement man that many in this valley voted for. Oh, boy, when he goes off script.
That will enhance our underlying effort to accommodate the Russian oligarchs and make sure we take their ill-begotten gains. We're going to accommodate them. We're going to seize their yachts, their luxury homes, and other ill-begotten gains of Putin's kleptocracy. Yeah.
Just staring.
Kleptocracy and the guys who are the kleptocracies. But these are bad guys.
Oh, he makes Donald Rumsfeld sound like a great orator, doesn't he?
Parenthetically, if you think about it, what was the reason why we led the world beginning around 1905, 6, and 7, and 8?
Back then, you know, 1905, 6, 7, and 8. When has anybody ever uttered those words? What year was that? Early, it looks like, was that a Henry Ford car? Well, it was 1905, 6, 7, or 8. Nobody says, I don't even know. Were we leading the world then? No, we were like 18th in military. When World War I started, we weren't even really a superpower by any stretch of the imagination.
Hypothetically, if you think about it, what was the reason why we led the world beginning around 1905, 6, and 7, and 8?
I don't know.
I got involved in politics because I think the greatest sin that anyone can commit is the abuse of power. Whatever that power is, the power of a teacher, the power of a doctor, the power of a leader. When someone who is relying on you or you cannot, just the abuse of power.
Well, abuse of power, that's the number one thing that Joe Biden can't stand.
The rule is very simple. Get vaccinated or wear a mask until you do.
Okay, Mr. Abuser of no power. Yeah, you're not an abuser, are you?
Today, there are too many politicians trying to score political points, trying to ban books, even math book, book burnings and banning books, all because it doesn't fit somebody's political agenda. American teachers have dedicated their lives to teaching our children and lifting them up. We gotta stop making the target of the culture wars. That's where this is going.
They better fear ever coming after my kids. I'll let you come after me all you want to. You leave my family alone. We will die for our families. I mean, right now, we, as my daddy would say, who's a quasi-Pentecostal style prison preacher, that I would charge hell wearing my gasoline suit with my water pistol blazing if you ever jack with my family.
Yeah.
You've heard me say it many times about our children, but it's true. They're all our children. And the reason you're the teachers of the year is because you recognize that. They're not somebody else's children. They're like yours when they're in the classroom.
And that's what they don't understand in this country, these liberals and people running our country, that there is a fierce love and dedication and responsibility that we have as parents. If you step over that line and you start messing with my kids, there is no boundaries anymore between us. You want full contact sport? You want to raise the stakes on what you're doing to our kids and how you're, in my opinion, assaulting them in all these ways? You're going to assault my kids? Why don't you try to assault me one time? I'm going to step in front of these little kids. Now you're going to deal with a grown-ass man and a grown-ass woman who got nothing to lose and don't care what you have to think about it. This is where America's going.
What about Sally? Sally has two moms. I'm not sure if I'm a girl or a boy.
Don't parents have a right to have concern? I mean, we're talking specifically here about teaching about sex in kindergarten through third grade. I have to say, as a parent, I would have problems with that.
But the law's not about teaching sex education. It's about teaching about gender identity. And so what do you do if a parent or a kid, should I say, a kid in one of these elementary schools says, what about Sally? Sally has two moms. Or I'm not sure if I'm a girl or a boy.
You tell them to go ask their parents, Saki. President of American Principles Project, Terry Schillen. We're going to talk about this and more coming up top of the hour.
This is the Trevor Carey Show on the Valley's Power Talk. You're listening to the Trevor Carey Show on the Valley's Power Talk.
I don't know why all these years I haven't been really hanging out on Twitter, right? I guess that's where all my buddies were. Right?
Twitter is not the real world. And in fact, on Twitter, it is predominantly straight white men. It seems to me that it's about free speech of straight white men. And so let them have it. Let them just go at it.
I tell you, we really need some mental health testing around America.
The left loves free speech too, don't we?
Yeah, I think you do, don't you? Don't you? You're suddenly talking about it, aren't you? Aren't you? Something Agent Squires was talking to me about a few months ago, because anytime I get a headache, he's got the aspirin on him, and we were talking about how aspirin's like, you know, if you have a heart attack, and I was like, man, I live alone. I need to have some almost cut into rails of lines, you know, to snort them, you know, to get them in your system as quickly as you can. Did you see this headline, Dr. Squires? Oh, you saw the headline, Dr. Squires. All right. We're being told, you know, don't question science. You know, whether it's climate change or the vaccine, right? Trust science. Trust science. Well, we've been told that you got to have an aspirin for that's the way to do it, right? Decades old advice. 30 or 40 years this has gone back to take aspirin to prevent a heart attack or even with stroke. I think it helps. The U.S. Preventive Service Task Force has finalized recommendations on low-dose aspirin regimens and now say people over 60 should not start taking a daily aspirin for primary prevention of heart problems in most cases. Well, okay, why is that? Well, for the 30 or 40 years, you've been contributing to a risk of bleeding in your stomach or your brain that goes up as you get older. That's probably not good news for everybody that took an aspirin every day, but all right, if your stomach's all right, I guess you're okay, but they're saying don't do it anymore. Good thing they caught this just after a few decades, right? Woo! You're still taking yours. Science denier? He believes the science from last week. We have new science. Oh, I don't know. Do you have an answer?
You know, that's a really good point. I don't have a really firm answer for you on that.
All right, he'll get back to us. He'll get back to us. We have the email into Fauci if Agent Squires should stop or continue to take his aspirin. They at the office of they do say if you're between 40 and 59, leave it up to you and your doctor. Look at that. I'm about to put my Kool-Aid head through a wall. Yeah, with a vaccine, no, you don't talk to your doctor about your own health, your own past, previous medical health. No. Take the jab and shut up or you're fired. When it comes to an aspirin, we need you to talk to your doctor. We'll vaccinate your kid at school without you knowing about it, but we got to give him a Motrin. We're calling you. We're going to make sure that you say that all of that is A-OK. We live in a crazy, it's getting crazier, isn't it? It really is. And they're losing their minds over all of this free speech that's out there. They don't like free speech. And if you do not believe me that there's not something called a 2 a.m. East Coast Democrat liberal cultural Marxist teleprompter talking points that are sent out, then do I have something for you? Do you really think all these local affiliate TV people that are teleprompter readers, some of them have Sunday shows where they can, you know, speak without a teleprompter, but those are teleprompters. What they are saying has been pre-scripted. It's been preordained from somebody that wrote it. Now, listen to all these local affiliate TV folks get up in cities like Spokane and Fresno. I don't know if Fresno's in this mix, but Wichita, just all over America, man. They suddenly woke up with this feeling that what is happening with Twitter is extremely dangerous to our democracy.
This 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 is extremely dangerous to our democracy.
That's enough.
This is extremely dangerous to our democracy.
All right, there we go. I think there's some people that all woke up and thought that having free speech on Twitter is extremely dangerous to our democracy. Whew. Let me take you back, and I watch a lot of airline stuff. I love the old airplanes. I love how they order 3,842, biplanes with two wings, and then the next month they come out with a single wing. We have so many airplane graveyards. Have you ever seen the one out in Mojave by California City? Yeah, that's. I've only seen it from a distance. I don't even know. Can you get up close and look through the old airplane graveyard out there in the Mojave Desert of Southern California? But airplane crashes. YouTube kind of thinks that I would be, since I'm all into airplanes, they think I want to hear about airplane crashes, but I really don't. So they kind of got off that kick of recommending that to me. But I did. I saw this story back in 2016. You remember the Egypt Air flight? Egypt Air Flight 804 went down. 66 people, crew died, and they were going from Paris to Cairo, Egypt, and it crashed out in the Mediterranean. They never knew why it crashed out there. Well, don't light up when you're flying an Airbus. The pilot lit a cigarette in the cockpit, caused an oxygen that was leaking from an emergency mask to combust. And just think, used to smoke on planes. All people smoke. Did that never happen before? Was there never an oxygen leaking from an emergency mask? And they said the setting on the oxygen mask had been switched by a maintenance engineer from normal to emergency, and that caused the mask to put oxygen out, and it created a highly volatile situation. Hissing sound was made. That was the oxygen escaping. And that was identified by investigators just a few minutes before that jet crashed into the sea. Smoking on Egypt Air flights has now been banned. How was that not banned in 2016, that you couldn't smoke on an Egypt? Maybe you could. Maybe the pilot was sneaking it.
Kind of hard to sneak a cigarette, though, in an enclosed area. People instantly, I mean, somebody that's been smoking can walk into a room, you can smell it on their clothes. So it probably was legal then. Picked the wrong week to quit smoking. Remember airplane? I'm not making light of the people who passed away in this horrible incident, but go back to, what, didn't he quit smoking? He quit sniffing glue? Yeah, he quit sniffing glue as well. That's one of those movies I just, in my mind, I want to keep thinking, oh, that was really funny. Because that's one of those kind of movies that you go back and you show people, really? You've never seen Bad News Bears? Oh, come on, let's watch it. And it's not, it's like, did I really like this at one point? But I don't know, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, it was a good movie. Speaking of airlines, Roger, got a Victor. Roger, huh? Victor, yeah. Maybe I need to watch that tonight, and I'll come back tomorrow and tell you if I really still thought it was. When June Cleaver was on there. Yeah, Mrs. Cleaver was on there, talking jive, if I remember. She was talking some smack on the plane. There are people on planes right now that want a refund because they don't want to get on the plane and see somebody's whole face. Airlines are facing this now. They want refunds. I'm not getting on an airplane if somebody doesn't have on a mask, right? So I guess they're going to give them a refund. I don't think they're going to tell the pilot to turn around and tell them to
wear a mask.
United Airlines confirmed their airline's going to be flexible with people that have like a weak immune system or are simply scared about mask optional flying for other reasons. You know what we need? This is a good idea. Right when the smoking was banned on airlines, there was an airline called Freedom Air. And I remember my buddy, and maybe some of you who've lived in Fresno your whole life, my old buddy Jerry Hart, Hart and Coffee, they did a morning show on B95. And he called the guy up on Freedom Air and interviewed him. And Jerry, through the whole interview, kept interrupting by having coughing fits. And the guy, the poor guy, he started an airline that you could smoke on. It was called Freedom Air. And Jerry was like, well, is this going to be an extra ticket? And the guy, I don't know if the guy caught on, but he went through the whole interview serious on the other side of this. But I got an idea. How about no air air? You can fly no air air. An airline where you can't breathe. You all must mask up, right? No air, air. Call it no air. We have airlines where you mask up, or maybe flights. Like maybe American Airlines says, we have three flights from Denver to Dallas, six flights from Denver to Dallas daily. Three will be masked, three will be free face. We'll call it free face. Are we going to get there? Separate but equal airlines? Okay. Anyhow, they're saying United that they're working with those customers to find another option, give them a credit, or if they just don't want to ever fly again, we're actually willing to give them a refund. You could explain to them there's something called an automobile. And they can wrap their head in an Egyptian mummy if they are all around, man. Get in your car and have a good time. American Airlines CEO said that the airline has not fielded many refund questions yet. Well, Fauci, he said the pandemic was over, and then he said it wasn't over. Wouldn't you think if kind of your rep on the street was your flip-floppy, your wish-washy, you don't stick to what you say, maybe you would try and do a different perception out there? Like if you're going to make a public comment, Dr. Fauci, you would be like, okay, I've researched this. This is what I really believe in. Here we go. Okay, Mr. Zero Credibility. He is contradicting himself. On Monday, here's what Fauci said. And this is reported by CNN. I think they got nine reporters left over there. The nation's top doctor will no longer be attending the White House Correspondent Association dinner this Saturday. Fauci's been invited to attend, but has recently decided to abandon those plans because of an individual assessment of his own personal risk. So, COVID. All right, Fauci. He's up in age. He doesn't want to go. All right. That's his decision on Monday. Here he was on Tuesday. Reported by the New York Post, Dr. Anthony Fauci says the U.S. is no longer in the pandemic phase of COVID. Okay, good. Pandemic's over. Move on with our lives. Oh, hold up. Wait a minute. Fauci had to put some boom in it. He said this yesterday. This is quoted by CBS. So Monday, too afraid to go to a dinner. Tuesday, the pandemic is over. Wednesday, Fauci comments he made during an interview with PBS, which he said the U.S. is out of the pandemic phase, were being misconstrued to imply that he said the pandemic has ended. Fauci told CBS News, "We certainly can't say the pandemic's over." He just said the pandemic was over, and now it's not over. Okay, over, not over. Okay, well, that's Fauci. Why is this a news story, right? He spent the entire man-made lockdown sending mixed messages, and he has been wrong about everything from the beginning. And I really do hope that Republicans get back control of the House and the Senate. Senator Rand Paul, I hope you go after him, man. He's got to be held liable. He ultimately costs lives, and that needs to be proven in a court of law. And that will have ramifications for years into the future with United States health. And if anybody, I mean, if you were that bad as he is at his job, you would have been fired so long ago. You know, the I think that the message that he's sending out is that vaccines don't work. If they worked, he's vaccinated. He's boosted. Why wouldn't he attend the White House Correspondents' Dinner? Because, oh, it's too dangerous for him. So that means he has no faith in the vaccine to protect him.
This is the Trevor Carey Show on the Valley's Power Talk. Trevor Carey Show on the Valley's Power Talk.
Joe Biden said that when those kids are in your classroom, they're yours, man. They're not somebody else's children when they're in the classroom. They're all yours. We'll talk with the president of American Principles Project, Terry Schilling, coming up here at the top of the hour. And tomorrow on the show, filmmaker Dinesh D'Souza, looking forward to that. The U.S. economy shrank 1.4% in the first quarter of 2022. All of Basement Boys Biden's policies are a disaster, man. I tell you, it could drive you to...
It's like I picked the wrong week to quit smoking. It's like I picked the wrong week to quit drinking. It's like I picked the wrong week to quit amphetamines. I picked the wrong week to quit sniffing glue.
I got to watch it tonight. I do. Yeah, that's what Biden's economies can drive you to do. We'll talk more about the economy coming up. But how's that old economy of Sweden doing? Remember the ones that were mocked as being more Neanderthal than Texas or Florida? They did really good. They didn't close down the schools. They didn't have lockdowns. They didn't have face masks. They didn't have mass testing. They went in the opposite direction. So it's easy to understand why so many probably don't want to hear the stories like this, that millions of people, you know, denied their freedoms, not in Sweden. And one of the questions that came out in the UK, France, and Sweden, the death toll, 56 countries had registered more death per capita from COVID than Sweden. And they did it correctly. What's going to happen in New York? All those people that they fired in New York City, remember, they asked the mayor.
I think some 1,400 city employees were terminated because they weren't vaccinated. Do you see them being able to get their jobs back at some point, or is that rule in place?
That rule is in place. Wow. What do we say to those over 300,000 New York City employees that understood we were in a dangerous time, the city needed them, they stepped up, they did the right thing, even those who had uncertainty, and I really take my hat off to them, because without them, we would not have gotten through COVID.
So no, you can't get your job back unless you're a basketball player, unless you're an athlete in that something. Boy, that's going to go to court. I guess it's mayors on the other side of the country worried about lawsuits, right? Boy, it's all over the place. Biden tells teachers they're not somebody else's kids when they're in your classroom. We'll talk to Terry Schilling, president of the American Principles Project. He's next.